to Atomic Radio Hour, the show that dives into the wreckage of this post-apocalyptia. I am your host, Vince, and I'm also here with
your hot rod host, Declan.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing quite good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a really decent day.
Yeah, what's new? What happened?
Not much. I kind of had like a pretty light day at work, and then I came home and I like made a Sammy sandwich.
Okay.
And I got the new Fire Emblem, and it's my first Fire
what
Emblem.
What kind of sandwich?
It was a ham and a turkey and American.
Okay. How's the new Fire Emblem?
It's cool. I haven't really gotten that far into it. I only have like an hour in it, but it's my first Fire Emblem game, and it's really fucking cool.
I bought Katamari Damacy.
You've been trying to get your hands on that game for years.
It's probably the one game I've wanted to play the longest out of any game ever. I remember having a GameCube when I was a kid and wanting to play the shit out of it, Katamari, and everywhere I went, they're like, it's only on PlayStation, it's only on PlayStation. I'm like, okay, whatever. When I had my PS3, I forgot the game existed, never had it, and then when I got my PS4, I was going to buy a PS3 version just to try it, and they're like, oh, the PS4 is not backwards compatible. And then I heard they were putting it on the Switch, and I was like, oh, good, it's the first game on the Switch, and then it was a GameStop exclusive, and copies of it were being resold online for like $200 to $300.
Jesus.
And I was like, I'm never going to play the game. And then I went on the GameStop website. Something inside of me was like, go there. And I clicked on it, and it was just a listing that said you can get a physical copy. And I don't download my games. I prefer to own something and not just a license. And I was like, this isn't real. Like, this isn't the actual game. So I went to GameStop, and I was with Kyle, and I was like, if they have Katamari, I'm buying it. And the lady, and he's like, oh, it's right here. And he hands it to me, and I go, wait, did they make a reprint, or is this a leftover? Because if this is a leftover, I can pay $30 for this game and make $200 off of it. And the chick at GameStop looked it up for me. I don't think she would lie to me, because I'm in there often, like, yeah, often enough to buy plastic dust collectors. And I think that she wouldn't lie to me. She seems okay, but she was like, yeah, I think it's the reprint.
I mean, at least you still get to play the game.
If I could have sold it online, I would have made $10 more. But yeah, I'm finally getting to play a game that I've wanted to play for like over a decade, and I can't control it.
You can't control it?
It's the weirdest control scheme.
I mean, I'm sure it's something that you'll get used to after playing it for a bit.
Kind of, but did you go to the movies lately?
I haven't.
The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out.
Ooh, I want to see that.
It's a Tarantino movie.
That should say a lot for itself.
But it doesn't. It's not a traditional Tarantino movie. The writing is really good. There's some really interesting shots. There's like when I was bitching about Spider-Man, a lot of Spider-Man was just shot of Peter Parker, shot of Mary Jane, shot of Peter Parker, shot of Ned, shot of Peter Parker, shot of Ned. Like, I watch Your Movie Sucks on YouTube a lot, and he was saying that, like, this movie was filmed in Europe, and the whole marketing of the movie is that it's not in the U.S. He goes, but you don't ever get to see where they are. All of the shots are so claustrophobic.
Yeah, right.
But, and I didn't even really notice that. I was more pissed off about how they made Peter an idiot, not naive. And I'm watching, you watch Once Upon a Time, and it's just like, oh my god, like, I'm sitting there in the movie. I think I said out loud where too many people could hear me. I was like, I didn't grow up in this era, and I'm nostalgic for this era. Because it takes place in 69. But the
that
whole
must
thing
be a really powerfully, like, shot movie, then. If it's making you feel something like that.
Everything about that movie was meticulous with the detail. To, like, the cans. They're driving down a highway, and I'm like, the trees and foliage are nostalgic. Like, it's just so much of that time. It's really good, and it's a movie that you're gonna see, and it's gonna end, and you're gonna be like, oh. And then, like, you go home and you think about it, and you think about it all day at work the next day,
just
and,
like,
you're like,
oh,
this is a good movie. But it's such a different, it's if Tarantino made an art house film.
Huh, that's a weird concept.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up renting it when it's, like, out of theaters.
Mm-hmm. You should see it. If you go see product that Disney is making, you should go see a real art You should see real time, blood, sweat, and tears. What?
Like a good movie.
Yeah, you should see something that isn't just made for you to go, Spider-Man. Like, so, sorry.
Last week was bitch about Spider-Man week.
You want to get into the lore?
I would like to. Oh, just so you know, folks at home, this is not wine. This is cranberry juice. I have the bottle here to prove it.
With vodka.
No, it's just cranberry juice.
No, I know. Let's move out there. Okay, so this week's lore for episode 56, this week's lore is on the dollar store version of the Tunnel Snakes, the Atom Cats. They're a minor faction found in the Commonwealth, a reference to 1950s greaser culture, with their leather jacket and hot rod-themed paints for their power armor. Often harassed by gunners and other raiders trying to steal their armor. Unknown as why the faction started or where they got their arsenal of power armor, they do have roaming scavengers that sell them armor that they find. The Atom Cats buy a large amount of T-60 from these scavers. They also buy an unsteady amount of T-45 and T-51, and it is very rare, but X-01 can show up roughly, it's roughly a 1% chance per cycle, so that you can buy from them.
Like a full set, or just like a piece of it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a full set. I assume that it would come in parts.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. But
you can buy parts from them. Due to an influx of T-60, they have made it their standard armor. The Atom Cats, only an idea that's evidenced by the iBots that are floating around their garage. Zeke claimed that he slew a pack of ferals to claim the garage. Then he assembled the crew and showed them the Way of Cool.
The Way of Cool?
Yeah, and I couldn't, there was no link there to, like, look up anything else, so I don't know exactly what the Way of Cool is, but I fucking hate it.
I kind of love it ironically.
I have their members written down. Zeke, leader of the Atom Cats, grew up in Diamond City and left because he was dissatisfied with it. Duke wanders the Commonwealth. You can randomly encounter him, and it puts the garage on the map for you to go check out later.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I never found him.
Nor did I.
There's also Roxy. She exists. Rowdy, a power armor merchant, formerly a raider. Blue Jay, a member of the Atom Cats and acts as a merchant to anyone who's allowed in their garage. Johnny D also exists. And Eamon Andy, he's a dead Atom Cats member. He's responsible for all the rockin' tunes in the garage. In my notes, I have the Atom Cats will call the sole survivor Jack, as a common way amongst greasers within greaser culture to address outsiders of the greaser culture.
Hmm.
That's all I have on them because they're boring.
If they're so boring, then why did we cover them?
Because I have something that's coming up later, and I didn't think that they would be that shallow. I thought there would be, like, something that ran through, like...
Is there any side quests that have to go with them?
No. You show up and you do one quest for them, and they're like, hey, you're alright, get the hell out of here. And it's like, you're an honorary Atom Cat kid, Hachimachi, like...
Hachimachi.
I'm just like, okay, thanks, kids. See you later. Don't kill yourself.
They have cool-looking armor, but that's kind of all that they have to them.
You go there to get the paint job and you leave.
Yeah.
There's the only thing that, like, made them important to the world is that Preston knows them, and you can find a terminal in Quincy that's like, hey, those Atom Cats kids are okay. So I actually have something that'll go along with this later on. We're going to play a game.
Oh?
I don't think we've ever played a game on here before.
I don't think we have either.
Yeah, we're going to play a game. We'll get to it when we get there.
Ooh, I'm excited.
And if you do well enough, you win a prize.
What prize?
So, it's a surprise. But, before we get into that, QuakeCon is going on, or has gone on. By the time this airs, it's probably over. I don't know if QuakeCon is like a multi-day thing, or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it's like only 2 or 3 days.
Alright, so, QuakeCon, now that Quake is owned by Bethesda, they had a whole panel that's about 76, right? Mm-hmm. I have seven pages of notes.
I'll put a thing.
A link to it.
Yeah, just remember to tell me to put a thing. I'm pointing upward right. somewhere.
It's right there.
Or there. I can never remember what my orientation is after this gets uploaded.
I just kind of pinwheel my arm around. And I'm just like, it's in this direction. So, remember our biggest thing with E3 last year is everybody had Gucci shoes on?
I fucking love that. Or
this year, I should say?
Yeah.
The four developers that they had on stage, three out of four of them had Puma.
Is Puma rising?
What do you mean?
In the gamer fashion world, is Puma in the rise?
I don't know. They were very sensible sneakers.
Puma, I feel like, has sensible sneakers.
They do. They have some cool stuff, too. Yeah, three-fourths of it was Puma. The other one, I wasn't sure what it was. It was probably that Airbirds thing that Obama wears. Did you see that?
No.
Obama went to a basketball game, and it was, like, the first thing he's done publicly in a very long time. And he was wearing, like, a black bomber jacket and, like, Airbird sneakers, and everybody made a big deal about it.
No, I don't recall.
Yeah, they're apparently, like, the most comfortable shoes on the planet. Sorry. So, Jeff Gardner, Mark... I'm going to say these names wrong, and I apologize. Jeff Gardner, Mark Tertiff, Chris Mayer, and Tom Mastery. Sorry, Jeff is the project lead, Mark is the studio director, Chris is the development director, and Tom is the co-studio director. They get on stage, and they're going to talk about 76, right?
That they do.
They get on stage, and they try to push 76... They try to push Nuclear Winter for like 13 minutes. The entire video I watched is 37 minutes.
Yeah, I watched it too. They talk about Nuclear Winter a lot.
They talk about it too much. And, like, why did you decide to keep Nuclear Winter running? Because it's the only thing that's getting people to show up.
At this point, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Until Wastelanders comes out, the game's kind of stagnant.
Around then this is a line that I loved. Around the office, we don't have enough we don't have enough stress and feedback as you at home can provide. Yeah, I know. Sure, yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why the beta came out a week before the game did.
Like, of course, like you're not going to be able to have a realistic amount of like stress testing with like. What, at max, like 50 people?
Declan, I'm gonna... I just promoted you in your job. You're now a food tester, right?
I'm a food tester.
You're gonna go to the buffet, and you're gonna sit down, and you're gonna get up and get a plate, and you're gonna get one item from the buffet, and then sit down and try it and write down how good it is, right?
By what metrics?
By on a 1 to 10 scale.
Okay.
You have an hour.
All right.
You're not going to hit the whole buffet.
Everything. Yeah, there's no way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pete and Todd came up to the developers and said, do not take that down. Yeah, again, because it's the only thing that is fucking...
Yeah. It brought, like, a whole resurgence of people back.
Okay, and there's so much padding in this video. Like, the first 13 minutes is just like, Nuclear Winter's great, isn't it, guys? Right? This is great. This is so much fun. You guys are playing Nuclear Winter, right? And then they go, is there any advice for Nuclear Winter? What do you mean advice? It's a fucking video game. You play and you learn.
Yeah.
And, like, here's something that really bothers me. Number of requests. The number one request was they want a change of location, right?
Mm-hmm.
My number one request is that whenever I play a game of Nuclear Winter, I don't have to go to the main menu and then go back into the lobby. I don't care about where I'm playing, as long as I can play fluidly.
You want to fluidly transition into the game mode.
Yeah, exactly, because if I drop into the world and I don't get anything, and there's a guy behind me and he eats my ass, and then I'm dead, and I have to go all the way to the main menu, and that's a loading screen. And then if I click on the thing, that's a loading screen. And then I load into a lobby, and then I have to wait for 5 minutes in the lobby, and then there's another loading screen. Like, just fucking... put me back into the lobby.
Yeah,
or ask me if I want to be in a lobby.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's a reasonable thing to complain about. It's just like the waiting.
It's I would sit down for an hour, and if I got in two or three games, like an hour, I had to wait the rest. So say 20 minutes a game. I felt like the rest of, that's a lot. I might get three games in an hour, but if they're 10 to 15 minute games, the rest is loading screens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a bit of a, that would, I feel like, would come with a quality of life update, which they kind of touched on at the end, what the plans were for some of that.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to do that in the beginning? Like, that's what bothered me so much in the beginning of the vid. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm complaining now, but 13 minutes and 13 seconds later, they finally get into new content. So out of 37 minutes, 13 minutes in is when you finally get the new stuff. Like, Vault 94 is a vault raid, right?
Yeet.
It's definitely coming in August. Great. It looks great. If it's high level, jump in the dungeon, put on some power armor, fight your way through. It's a slog. It's designed for up to four people in mind. It's puzzle-based. It's time. There's new loot. And there's a second vault that they want to make in the not-so-distant future.
Yeah, and that's going to be Vault 96.
Great. Awesome.
I'm excited for the new vault raids.
Yeah, like, I want to play this game. I, as a fan of Fallout, I want to play this game.
Me too.
And I'm... What?
Me too.
Yeah, and it's just... It's giving me nothing. It's giving me no reason to go back. Nuclear Winter's fine, but when I have 20 minutes to play and I gotta spend 10 minutes in a loading screen, I'm gonna pick a different game. You know what I mean?
I mean, there are other components to that, like, the fact... It's like hardware restraints... consoles might have a bit of a harder time loading stuff in quickly. It could be internet restraints, depending on your connection.
That I get. That, whatever. I understand that. Go play Fallout 3 on the 360. It's you gotta wait.
Yeah.
But
Especially loading into the DC area.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when I gotta get booted back to the home screen...
It's another wait.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you have anything you want to say on that? I'm kind of rushing through that. I'm sorry.
No, my first of my talking points were vault raids, because I'm very excited to see what comes of those. I really want to get, like, a group of people together and, like, delve into Vault 94 and really figure out, like, what's making it tick. So that's... When that comes out, I really want to dive back into it.
I want to play for that, but I have to build a character again. And I don't...
I'll probably pick up the one I used last time.
I want to build a guy who's a strength build, because that's how, like, guns don't do much.
Speaking of guns, I'm excited for all the new Gauss weaponry.
I actually have a note about that. They're bringing back what looks like Fallout 1 and 2 weapons, which makes me very excited.
Also Fallout 1 enemies.
Yeah, which I don't remember them ever.
I don't recall them either. I think they were cave-dwelling, if I recall correctly.
I didn't have time to look them up.
They were floaters. You want me to give a quick Google?
Yeah, sure. Look them up. I'm going to continue with these notes then, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
They showed the trailer for Nuclear Winter during the 13 minutes of Nuclear Winter stuff, and I was like, why? Like, we're playing this already. Like, if people are at this conference, they're obviously some of the only people that are still playing the game. Like, we're already playing this. You don't have to show us the trailer again. But then they show us the trailer for Wastelanders, and I did not skip the Fallout 3 style dialogue. And then the one lady that's there, who's on the left-hand side, I remember, she goes, I love seeing people get excited about dialogue options. It's like, yeah, you'd get excited too if your dad left when you were three and he came back a few years later. Like, you know what I mean? Like, of course we're excited. And, like, it was such, like, an underhanded comment. It's like, I love seeing people get excited. And she didn't say it like that, but that's how I took it. It was like, I love seeing people get excited about dialogue options. And it's like, yeah, that's what the game was based on.
So, floaters. They were hostile mutant creatures that originated from FEV, infected worms.
Where do they show up?
They show up in Fallout 1 and 2. They were enhanced by the Master's experiments. And they appear in groups with centaurs.
Really?
Yeah, they're these little floaty worm-looking things.
Can you put them on screen?
Yucky. Do I put one on screen?
It's right here, right?
It's somewhere around there.
All right, cool. I don't want to sound ultra negative.
You don't want to sound like Grandpa, like, shaking his fist at the clouds?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, just like, you knew what was working and you had to change it. And you know what's so funny? I think I said it last episode. I'm going back and like listening to our older episodes to see how we sound.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so excited for 76.
I mean, almost heaven.
Dude, episode 3 or 4 is the first, I think it's 3, is the first time Kyle came on the show. And it's us just, it was just us hanging out because it was, we were still doing it in your room.
Yeah.
It's us. Just guys being dudes hanging out in your room. And Kyle would say something and be like, Kyle, you fucking genius. You can't just say this shit out loud in front of me. And it was just us sitting around riffing, thinking, what could be the next game? And it's us so excited. And now, like, I think about it now, and people that I knew that would come up and be like, hey, is 76 worth the money? And I'm like, if you'd like reading terminals for an hour, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to give it another shot, but I'm honestly waiting until
Wastelanders.
Dude. I want to go through and re-experience it. Like they said, it's different.
They said NPCs will fully infest the map, new random encounters, points of interest, and sub-factions. And then I have right here, I'm going to see if I can... Here's my notes, if you can read my troglodytical writing. Big three lines I wrote real big. Dialogue with like 9 exclamation marks.
I figured Mothman, you would.
Mothman cultists are a minor faction.
Yes!
A reputation system. And more in special equals out to more in dialogue options, which I think is neat.
Yeah, I am very excited for the Mothman cult.
Really?
I love Mothman.
I feel like I'm the only person who like isn't in on the joke with Mothman.
I love him. He's my son.
But like, I don't get that. I don't get why people say he's my son. Like, he's obviously not. He's a fictional creature. Like, I don't understand that.
It comes from a place of protection.
Then why don't you just say, like, I love him? Like, why does something have to be your son? Like, it's a lot of responsibility to put on somebody.
I'm putting that responsibility on myself.
Yeah, I know. You want to, like, protect something that's not even yours?
Yeah. I will adopt Mothman.
But, like, he's not real. That's what I think that's what bothers me the most. It's like playing pretend and you're, like, in your 30s. It's like, I love him. He's my son. No, he's obviously not.
No, he definitely is.
It's not like Fallout 4's dialogue. It's more like 3's.
Direct quote. Fuck yeah.
And one of them there is like, thank God. And I'm like, oh, they don't even like Fallout 4's dialogue.
Right? When I saw that, I was like, oops.
And I have here two full lines. This will be a full-fledged RPG.
Thank
God. Now you have my attention. Yeah. You had my attention, and now you have my curiosity again.
Yeah.
If this is going to be a full-fledged RPG.
Like, if they pull it off, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm back. I'll play. I'll put my few hours in a week, and I'll do my thing. I have companions.
Yeah.
They're coming as well. They will hang out at your camp, and they will be romanceable. And they can help, stand by, or hinder you.
And I'm excited to see the dynamics that come from that.
Yeah.
I want to see if I pick up this random companion, if they double-cross me and, like, invite a bunch of, like, raiders to my camp to ravage it. Like, that's some cool shit.
Yeah, like, if
like, you I never know who you're going to meet out in the wasteland.
Yeah. Like I love is it more shit. Of a mercenary system? Like, oh, we're going to go to Flatwoods. You can hire a mercenary, and that's your companion. But, like, say you do a quest with him, and he's like, hey, I like hanging around with you. Can we, like, travel together? Yes, no. Well, there's going to be dialogue options.
Yeah.
It could be yes, no, for money, go away, and sarcastic.
Yeah.
But, like...
But then they, like, double-cross you. Like, I'd love that.
Yeah. And you'd be like, God damn it, you bastard, Todd. Yes. We talked about the new Gauss weapons.
Yeah, I'm excited for the new Gauss weapons. I like energy weapons, and the Gauss shit is just so cool.
They show a plasma caster, right?
Yeah, the plasma caster looks cool.
That's right from Fallout 1 and 2. One or two. I think they're in both. Like, they're that from
the
early games.
The design is very reminiscent.
It has to be like a one. Yeah. But then they show what looks to be like a 10mm submachine gun that looks like the same one from 1, but like a little more round.
I think they're really going back to their roots for these designs, and I love that. Yeah. I really like these nods to the old games, and they're saying, like, listen, we understand these old fans, these classic fans that have been with us all this time, and been even with, like, Black Isle and Interplay, that they are getting the respect that they deserve.
Yeah.
I really, really like that.
I like that they're bringing back this, and I think, hopefully, because they said they read everything on their own forum, and they read a lot of shit off of Reddit, right?
Yeah, a lot of stuff they read on Reddit.
I hope that they're seeing people are going, why is this retconned? Why is this changed? Why is this happened? Why is this going on? And I hope that they're kind of scaling back a bit.
And, like, and learning from their mistakes and really making proactive change.
Yeah, and they're kind of bringing in the influence of the earlier games and saying, like, okay, this is going to come out now. Like, I hope wherever the game takes place next, we don't see the factions that we know. You know what? I was thinking about doing this for an episode. We sit down and write out our perfect Fallout 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only faction I would ever want to see that's a returning faction is the Followers.
Of the Apocalypse?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Followers are pretty cool.
Just because it's people that are like, hey, we don't necessarily need money. A donation is nice.
They're like New Red Cross.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really, really like that. Yeah. I like how it's more of like when they're in the old Mormon fort, it's like, hey, people here are drug addicts or they're hurt from violence or whatever that's going on here. I just need to make sure that everything's kosher. Can you spare any medicine? Yeah, here's a couple stim packs and a fixer. Wonderful. Like, I think I've had this idea brewing away in my face mind for a while.
Your face mind.
And I think I know what it's going to be. I think I would make them not the major faction, but a faction that's there.
Like a secondary faction that, like, is always around.
Kind of. I don't
like,
want to
the story
give too
doesn't
much
have
away.
To revolve around them, but...
Yeah. That they're just kind of there.
Right.
What else do I have?
Bows. What's up?
Bows.
I was just about to talk about that. I have, in big letters, stealth archer build.
Because I have a full line of text that just says bows.
Bows, yeah. Stealth archer. We're getting bows so I can just be Todd Skyrim again.
Yeah.
I really want to use bows. I want to make a stealth archer build in 76. I want it in the worst way.
You would think they would already have made that.
Well, isn't there just a crossbow in the game, isn't there?
No, yeah, but, like, you think that, like, it's built on the same engine as Elder Scrolls, right?
Yeah, I mean, Fallout 3 was just Oblivion with guns.
Yeah. And and 76 is just 4 with multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to it, but yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You'd think that they would just kind of... Well, then, that's the same fucking argument. Then if Skyrim... If 3 is just Oblivion with guns, you can't say that, because there's more to it.
Yeah, there is more to it, but...
But, like, just kind of take this and put it there. And it works within the engine already. Just put it there.
It would just need a little bit of troubleshooting.
Like, yeah.
I'm sure they would want to go through the design process of, like, making something that fits, like, thematically.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm not saying just go...
Like, it's not as easy as copy-paste. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, why not do it? Like, why not do it, and why not give me the ability to, like, craft wooden arrows that look like twigs and sticks?
That sounds so
and then you can
cool.
have ones that are metal arrows, and you can have ones that are, like, plated arrows.
Dynamite
and ones
arrows.
That are... Exactly. Oh, my God. Imagine being Green Arrow. like, old-school Green Arrow, like the punching bag dart.
Yeah.
What else do I have here? My notes, they seem to have been stuck together. So we're going to get Wastelanders fall 2019, sometime November. I'm calling it right now. It's coming out on my birthday.
Oh, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
I have a feeling it's coming out on my birthday because all of the Fallout games come out roughly around my birthday.
It was meant to be.
Fallout 4 came out a week before my birthday, or like 8 days before my birthday.
That way you can always justify getting the special editions.
What's that?
You can always justify getting the special editions because it's close to your
they
birthday.
They came out in July, I'd get the special editions.
Yeah.
Nothing's stopping me.
True. You need to collect all that dust.
Dude, yes, look at this. I used to have very long hair, and it would shed, and now I don't. And I think that's why my collection looks... But you know what? A Fallout collection looks good dusty.
Yeah, it fits.
It fits the motif.
Yeah.
Of... No, I think, dude, when we went to the Midnight, I think I spent $100 in plastic dust collectors just hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Oh, I have a New Game Plus.
Yes, I want to talk about that. I have that written down as well.
Yeah, I want to talk about New Game Plus.
How do you feel about the legendary special and perks and whatnot?
I think it's a good reward for people that have put in their time and really want to show mastery in an aspect of the game.
I agree. I agree to an extent.
We agree on something for once.
Oh my god, what a momentous occasion.
Yeah, right? Do I try and fist bump?
Yeah, sure, let's...
Oh shit, which direction do I go?
Just do a direction, because if it doesn't work, I'm just going to try to fix it.
The camera.
I'm just going to try something, you ready?
Alright.
No, hold on. No, okay, we got to count it down, and then we're going to, like, bop the cream. You ready?
Alright, yep.
Three, on go. All
right, on go.
Three, two, one, go. Nice. Yeah, it looks cool. I like how it's like, oh, I want to be legendary in this skill, so then I automatically start with, like, a +2 in strength or something.
Yeah, and the fact that you can, like, kind of do a character reroll in this new legendary system is really useful. Especially because if you put, like, hundreds of hours grinding into making this, like, boss-ass character, and you want to start over and, like, play with a new group of friends or just, like, make a new build... You can take all of your legendaries and just, like, still hold on to those and still have that progression.
Yeah. I thought that was a really neat idea, just because I'm like, level 30 or 40 on my main.
I think I'm around, like, 45 on my main.
And I've been so tempted to go back, but I'm also like, I gotta start from level 1. So if I can jump in with a little bit of a boost, it helps.
Yeah, like, oh, I want to start over, re-roll my level 40, keep all my bonuses. Bam-boop-ba-bop.
Yeah, and I like the little stuff they're doing, like you can fast travel to events for free.
Yeah, or how they're reworking events kind of entirely.
Yeah. I didn't really write that down because I didn't really understand what they were getting at exactly.
I think they're like, just it's making easier to the see events. And... They're adding more meat and potatoes to the events, basically.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of just, like, there right now. But now, with the new updates, it's going to be like, oh, at this event, you have a chance of getting this rare drop in particular, and you're going to know exactly what you expect for doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good, and that's going to up competitiveness. Like, oh, you want to get to that event and do it first, because you know you're going to get a unique laser rifle.
Yeah.
Like, I think that'd be fucking cool.
There's also... You can choose your perks for Nuclear Winter, which is cool, because I was reading a Reddit post about it, and it was like, if you hit level whatever, and you've already gotten 4 duplicates, they said just make a new character for Nuclear Winter.
Yeah, you can to me is exchange nuts. Perks for tickets to basically build your own, like, build.
Yeah, but I want to know how that works with an already existing character. Are we all going to just, say, start out with 500 tickets and we have to mess with it from there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll have to see upon release how that works. I'm not really sure.
That's pretty much all I have for... oh, no, it's not. Private servers, sooner than you think.
Sooner than you think. I'm thinking that with Wastelanders, they're going to release private servers.
I hope so, and I think that's when I'm really going to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Because you know,
I don't have to worry about the game crashing and doing all this shit. I think that's when I'm going to fall in love with the game for, like, the first time.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say the first time. I fell in love with it before I knew anything about it.
True.
It's
when you're going to get remarried.
Yeah. There's a few things before I want to make my final statement on this.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
The video just kind of ends.
Oh, yeah, it does just kind of end. The VOD was cut.
when I got done watching and I refreshed the page, it had 7,847 views, 416 likes, and 576 dislikes.
It's not bad.
It has over 100 more dislikes.
Oh, wait. Sorry, how many likes did you say it had?
416 likes, 576 dislikes.
In the grand...
And my first instinct was just go, "Ho's mad. Ho's mad."
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I was reading the comments, dude.
Ooh, YouTube comments, person, that's a dicey gamble.
Curiosity kills the cat.
Does.
I'm reading the comments and something. The first comment I thought was just a haha funny was, "Where's the guy who keeps going, yeah, every 2 minutes?" And then four people commented in a row they didn't have the budget for him. I would love to see any sort of evidence that says that they paid that audience at E3.
I don't think that. I do not think so.
I love this wild notion of people got paid to be there.
That's absolutely absurd to me.
Like, you know what? Show me proof. Show me proof and I'll believe it. Yeah, but like,
there's no way I would believe that without proof.
QuakeCon is much smaller than E3.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of see that it was a more, like, laid back thing. I want to make my final statement on this, and it kind of leads into what I'm saying. But do you have anything you'd like to state before we move on?
No, we've covered most of the things that I wanted to talk about.
Okay, so my final point is, this stream / video looked like how I used to feel in school. Even when I tried hard and put a lot of work into it, it felt like nobody ever really cared.
That's kind of sad.
And, yeah, do you wonder why I was the fucking way I was in school? It was just kind of like me watching it and going, like, these four people that are on stage are so proud of what they've done.
And they're trying their hardest.
They're trying their hardest, and they realize what they've done is no easy feat. And the time that they were given to do it in was not enough time. And they're progressively making it better. And even as someone who doesn't like the game, I can see that it's progressively getting better. And it's working towards a state that is workable, that is livable, that is doable, that maybe we can all play and enjoy again, right?
Right.
And nobody cares. Like, this is... It's just... They're proud of it, and I guess they're happy that they're doing it, because they say it with smiles.
Yeah.
And... A smile's only really 40% in the mouth. It's 60% in the eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm watching them, and they don't look like they're just smiles. They look like they're, like, smiles. They look, and you can't see me, but the people at home will. Sorry.
Yeah. And they'll see my smile, too.
I feel bad for them, because part of me wants to be like, you guys are making a great game. But at the same time, I'm like, you didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, they dropped the ball, but they're really trying their best to pick it up.
They're doing their best, but they got butter all over those fingers. And they'll get it up a little bit, and it just falls again. And I can see that they're trying. And the one guy even washed his hands, but he was like, "Oh, no, the butter fountain." And then he's got back, and they're like, "Where'd you go, Tim?" He's like, "Ah, the butter fountain."
Ah, the damn butter fountain.
You know what I mean? Like, I can tell that they're trying, but even though QuakeCon is obviously a smaller audience, even though they only show the first few rows of chairs, there was empty chairs.
Yeah.
And I feel bad, because this is... I just don't want Fallout 5 to not exist or flop.
Yeah, because, like, it's the next big number in the series, and 76 has not done well for Bethesda's credibility. And we know that they can make great games, but, like, this was a unfortunate misstep.
Yeah. And we're gonna get Outer Worlds. It's Outer Worlds, Skyrim. Outer Worlds, Elder Scrolls, and then Fallout 5. And we're not going to get Outer Worlds till at least... Not Outer Worlds, I'm an idiot. Starfield. I apologize. We're not going to get Starfield until next year at the earliest, 2022 at the latest. Or no, probably 2022. 2023 at the latest, 2024, 2025 for Elder Scrolls, and probably almost 2030 for 5.
Yeah, I could see it maybe around the 2026 area too, depending on their team size.
But it's like, I just don't want to wait that long and then it's garbage.
I think they'll take steps in the right direction. I think at this point they've had a wake up call and they're learning, and they're really going to try to hit the next one out of the park. Because that's all you can really do is move on.
I hope so, man. I really hope so.
I'm optimistic. I'm tragically optimistic.
Yeah, I know. And it bothers me sometimes how optimistic you are. I don't know. You just... Here's a shit sandwich. Hey, thanks. The next one's going to be great. Like...
Can't help who I am.
Fool me once. Fool me twice. I don't know. So, all right. Here's the game. You ready?
I would like to play the game.
You can win a prize if you get this right.
Shoot.
There's one overarching category, okay?
Okay.
And it fits with the Atom Cats. There's one overarching category, three sections of it.
Okay. What's the format of this game?
I'm going to tell you something and you have to guess what it means.
Okay.
If you can get five right from each section, you'll win.
Okay.
You just have to get five. So there's three sections. You have to get a total of... You either have to get five right from each section or a total of 15 right and you win.
Okay.
There's about 10 to 15 to 20 questions per category. Ooh. So the category... The overall theme is slang.
Slang?
From the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Ooh, this is going to be hard.
So I tried to pick ones that weren't like, oh, everybody knows that one.
Right.
So we're going to start with the 30s.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Horn.
Horn? Can you use it in a sentence?
I can use... Okay, sorry. I should have clarified this. I'm going to give you four, like, shout-outs per category. So three of them are going to be, can you use it in a sentence? And one of them is going to be, just tell me the fucking answer.
Okay.
So the first one is horn.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Okay. I want to say it without giving it away. I just had Marco on the horn. He said it'll be over in five.
Oh, on the telephone.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want me to add a little like ding?
Sure.
All right.
A dish.
I'll also let you
get three chances at each one.
A dish.
Yes.
Would that kind of mean like calling someone a snack? Like saying like that hot dish over there?
I'm not gonna tell you if you're hot or cold because I feel like you gotta just commit. Go fast and commit.
So was that incorrect in that case?
It's not incorrect. You're pretty close. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you with that one. A dish is a good-looking woman.
That's exactly what I was getting at, yeah.
A Cadillac. And I'll give you a hint with this one. It's not a car.
Does it mean like the creme de la creme of something? Like the Cadillac of whiskeys?
Is that what you're locking into?
Yes.
You're wrong.
Ooh. Will you tell me the answer?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to take another shot? You get three shots. Make it two. You get two shots.
Right, two shots.
Cadillac. C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C. Cadillac.
I don't know.
You give up?
I'm going to give up on this one.
An ounce of cocaine or heroin?
I would not have got that.
Yeah, I know. City juice or dog soup?
City juice or dog soup?
Yeah, I really like this one. I might start using it.
Is it
you're
like
gonna hear it and be like, "That makes a lot of sense." What's up?
Is it like cheap alcohol?
Nope.
City
juice or dog soup?
Petroleum.
No.
No.
It is a cup of water.
That's a cup of water. It gives me that city juice.
Yeah. I really like dog soup. Let me get some dog soup.
I like that.
A Chicago overcoat. Think about the time. Think about the time. This is the 30s.
Something to do with meat.
Where are you getting meat from?
Like the Chicago meatpacking industry.
Okay.
Chicago overcoat. Is that something to do with a cop?
If I say yes, it's a stretch. If I say no, I'm wrong.
I don't know this one, then.
A coffin.
Oh.
A Brody. Do you know what a Brody is?
Oh, I've heard that one before, but I don't know it.
You're not even going to try.
Yeah, I just don't know it.
A mistake.
Oh, maybe I didn't know that one.
A bulge?
A bulge.
Yeah.
Not like a, like a growth under clothing. No?
No. No.
No? No. I don't know.
You want me to give you a hint?
Can you use this one in a sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason why he won is because he had such a bulge. This one is kind of hard. You're going to hear it and be like, I have a feeling you're going to hear this and be like, fuck you.
Is it like overconfident?
You're not, kind of.
Like he, like,
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It's to have an advantage.
Okay.
So. Okay,
yeah, that works.
You know what a crumb is?
Nope.
It's a loser.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like a scrub.
Here's one you might get. Dizzy with a dame. I love alliteration.
Dizzy with a dame. Does that mean to bone down? Or to go out drinking with a woman?
No.
No?
No. I'll give you another hint. Or I'll give you another try.
Can you give me a sentence with this one?
Oh,
to go dancing.
No.
That would have been...
It's to be very much in love with somebody.
I feel like to go drinking and go dancing would have been good ones.
Maybe.
Like, you know, like spinning around, like with dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what a face is? This was... You're not going to get this one. I know you're not going to get this one. This is really funny. Face.
Face. Can you use this one in a sentence?
Take a wild guess. Yeah. Tim's a real face.
Is it like an insult to someone's
no
looks? No.
In the 30s, this would have been like one of the highest compliments.
Oh, like someone that's like a smooth talker.
It's a Caucasian.
Oh.
Yeah, I read. Ooh. That's why I put it on here because I couldn't believe. You know what a Lincoln is?
A Lincoln.
Yeah.
Like the president.
You're close.
Like a car?
You're kind of far.
A $5 bill?
You're fucking right on.
Hell yeah.
You know what a gobble pipe is?
A what?
A gobble pipe.
Can you use that one in a sentence?
Sure. Can I use it in a period correct sentence?
As long as it's... not going to have to be censored.
Okay, those colored folks in Harlem can really play a mean gobble pipe.
Oh, like the jazz brass.
I'll give it to you. It's
sax.
A saxophone.
Yeah, sax. I just couldn't think of the word sax.
How about a half portion?
A half portion?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that this one's not good.
It's just, you're gonna hear it and be like, that fucking, okay.
Is it like a light drink?
No.
I don't know.
It's an unpopular opinion.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't really like that.
A honey cooler?
A honey cooler.
You know what, I'll just give you unlimited use them in a sentences, because this is fucking harder than I thought it was going to be.
This is really hard.
All right, yeah, I didn't think it was going to be this hard.
All right, sentence.
that Dame gave him a honey cooler after they went to the passion pit.
Would it be a smooch on the cheek?
I'll give you that one. Yeah, it's a kiss.
Okay.
A sawbuck.
Well, I've heard this one before.
You already won for 30s. You got 6 so far.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Sawbuck. Can I sentence this one? I feel like I've heard this before.
Sure. The bill's gonna come out to... I'm gonna give it to you with this one.
Is that $100?
No. The bill's gonna come out to 2 Lincolns and a couple pennies from heaven. The bill's gonna come out to 2 Lincolns. How about that?
So, like, a $10 bill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rot gut. Yeah.
Isn't that like when you've drank way too much?
Kind of. It's prohibition alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely heard that one. I think I heard that in history class, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what a tin ear is?
Ooh, I've heard that, but I don't know what it is.
Someone who doesn't like popular music.
Hmm.
And probably one of my favorites. What's your story, Morning Glory?
Like, the entire phrase?
Yeah, what's your story, Morning Glory?
It's like, what's up?
Yeah, I'll give you that one. It's not exactly what was there, but it's, what do you mean by that? Mm-hmm. But I'll give it to you. So, all right, good for you. You got 6 of them right.
Ooh.
So now we're going to move on to the 40s.
All right.
Here's one of my favorites, an armored heifer.
Armored heifer?
Yeah.
Like a heifer, kind of like a cow?
Yes.
If
you want me to use them in a sentence, just say it. I'm going to give you unlimited sentences.
Is it like a police car?
No.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. I start my day with a nice cold armored heifer.
A glass of milk?
I'm not gonna give it to you. It's canned milk.
Canned milk.
Yeah.
That's very specific. I understand.
This one, you're gonna get because I'm pretty sure it's a thing your dad says all the time. All
right.
Busting your chops.
Like messing with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That my one dad. I'll give to you.
Yeah. My dad says that all the time.
A jive bomber.
A jive bomber.
Yeah.
Is that like a 40?
No.
Can I sentence this one?
Sure. Suzanne is a dynamite jive bomber. So it's an action. It's a verb. It's an adjective and a verb, I guess. It's an adverb. Shout out young Heather.
Like a dancer?
It's a good dancer. I'll give it to you.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Next one I have is Killer Diller.
Killer Diller?
Yeah.
Is that like a really, really tasty pickle?
No, it's not. You want me to use it in a sentence?
Please.
Karen is one Killer Diller gal.
Like a keeper.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, it's someone that's amazing.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
This one, I don't understand it. It originated from baseball.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Satchel Paige and another famous ball player from the time got into a bit of a rhubarb.
Oh, like a tussle, a fight.
I'm not going to give it to you because it's not like fist or throw and it's like you arguing like a spat. With Trump. Yeah. On the beam.
On the beam.
On the beam. That boy there, he's on the beam.
Having lunch?
No. No.
Do you know where what I was thinking for?
Yes, that? I knew exactly when you said having lunch.
I'm gonna basically guess something and then ask for a sentence every time.
Okay. Well, I already gave you the sentence. That boy's really on the beam.
On the beam.
You want me to tell you?
Is it like accurate? Like he's on the ball?
Yeah, he's on the right track.
On the right track? All right, yeah.
Take a powder?
Would that be to like reapply makeup?
No.
Kind of like go powder your nose, but that's more of like a cocaine.
I'm not going to give it to you, but it's to leave. So, to go powder your nose, but like to also like, it's not just to powder your nose, but it comes obviously from, I have to go powder my nose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So like leaving to go do drugs.
Well, not entirely, but yes. You might know this one because I think I said it in front of you, a fuddy-duddy.
Oh, you have said this in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I remember it, though. Is that like
you
a big idiot?
You don't know this one? I say this all the time.
Is that like a big idiot?
No.
No?
I just call that one Declan. Ooh, I got him. I fucking got him, guys. High five, everybody at home. Yeah.
Fuddy duddy. Is that a mistake?
No.
I think I blew this one, then.
Try one more. I'll give you a hint. I fucking hate them.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Oh, wait, no, I don't hate them. I am one.
Is that the sentence?
No. I'll let you get a couple more, but I don't hate them. I am a fuddy-duddy. Nothing.
I'm trying to think. Is it someone that's stubborn?
You're getting close.
Headstrong.
You're getting further away. You're not getting further, but you're close.
I think headstrong's my final answer.
An old person.
Okay. You
active
fuddy duddy.
Active duty. Yeah.
Like the military?
It comes from that, but it is not of the military.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Jimmy's on active duty, and if he's not careful, he could catch something.
Actively dating?
I'll give it to you, like because you don't think of the 50s as being a time of rampant sexuality. But it's someone, a sexually promiscuous male.
Okay, then yeah, that was what I was getting at.
Above my pay grade. You might know this one.
Oh, I know this one. That's like, that's not my business because it's too difficult.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, like that's, I say that I all the time, down, above my pay grade.
Yeah, I have written down, I'm not doing that and don't ask me.
Yeah. I like that one a lot. I use it all the time.
You know what a sharecrop is?
I mean, I know what a sharecrop is regularly,
but
in this case, would that be like the neighborhood slut?
Yeah, for sexually real? Promiscuous girl. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny because you put seeds in it,
and then 9 months later, you can harvest. You don't know what it is or who it belongs to, but it's someone's.
And
stompers.
Stompers? Would that be like running shoes?
I'll give you that. Yeah, shoes.
Okay, cool. I'm getting a lot of these ones.
Bathtub. You're not going to get this one.
Bathtub.
Yeah.
Can I have this one in a sentence?
Sure. Evil Knievel performed without the bathtub. I don't know what era Evil Knievel's from. I don't know if he'd be from the 50s.
I don't know this one.
Take a wild guess.
Helmet?
It's a motorcycle sidecar.
Oh, I see. It does kind of look like a wash tub.
Kind of.
Yeah, I can see that.
Pennies from heaven.
Pennies from heaven. You just said this one earlier.
Yeah, I've been trying to kind of throw things in there to prepare you for the future. I'm like an SAT study guide.
You already used one in a sentence earlier.
Mm-hmm. Two sawbucks and some pennies from heaven. It doesn't really work when I said it, and that's why I redacted it.
Can I have it in a new sentence?
If we go rob those old, if we go rob those fuddy duddies, it's pennies from heaven.
Like free money.
I'll give it to you. Easy money.
Easy money, yeah.
Khaki wacky.
A crazy this white one... person.
No. They got their tiki torches. This one I really like, so I wrote it down.
Khaki wackies. Can I have a sentence?
Susan sure got khaki wacky when she went to college.
Kind of like becoming social, like becoming like crazy, unhinged.
Boy crazy.
Okay. Yeah,
hen fruit. How about hen fruit?
Hen fruit. I've never heard of that.
I really like hen fruit.
Is that the sentence?
Oh well, no. I don't know how to use it in a sentence. Oh, I wake up in the morning, I fry up some hen fruit, and I start my day.
Oh, it's eggs!
Yeah, how good is
that? That's so good! I love that.
How about motorized freckles?
Motorized freckles?
This one bothers the shit out of me, because nothing is motorized about it. I'll give you the sentence right away. I hate going out on a hot day because the motorized freckles get all in my face. Nothing?
Would be like pollen or dust?
It's insects.
I see.
Isn't that awful?
I see where they're coming from.
It's awful.
That's kind of awful, though, yeah.
Bust rocks? Yeah.
Is that like shoot the shit?
No.
No? Can I sentence this?
Johnny got some time to go bust rocks. Nothing.
Is that like go play baseball?
It's prison time.
Huh. Oh, that makes sense.
They would put you on like a chain gang and you'd bust rocks.
Yeah.
Gone. This one you're not going to get because this one I have to use in a sentence.
Okay,
do it. When it comes to cars, you're a real gone cat. I really like this one too, but it's like one
clueless?
Of those like... No, it's actually someone who's very knowledgeable about something.
Really?
Yeah. Here's possibly one of my one of my favorites from the 40s. You know.
That's it?
You know.
You know?
You know.
You
want me to use this one in a sentence?
Yeah.
You know, Chris. He's kind of like, you know, funny.
Kind of you like, How do I describe this one? It's like, you know...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have written down here. I'll show it on camera. It says, if it'll focus, it just says, you know, the answer is, you know.
Like an affirmative response.
Yeah. Like, you know.
You know, yeah.
He's got a whole bundle of like, you know what digs? Coming in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, oh, actually, let me tally up your score. You did fairly well in the 40s. You got...
Yeah, I feel like I did a lot.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in the 40s. Ooh. Good for you.
Does that mean I already won?
Yeah, you already won.
Cool, I want to still do the 50s though.
Cool. Agitate the gravel.
Agitate the gravel. Is that like go race cars?
No, but it involves cars. It's to leave fast.
That's
to, like, drive off quick.
Yeah, that's what I had imagined, like, in my brain.
Ain't that a bit?
Ain't that a bit? Doesn't this...
That's
is,
like...
Is this one positive or negative?
Negative. But since you already won, I'm just gonna kind of go through these.
Okay.
Ain't that a bit is like, ain't that about a bitch.
I'm like, gonna say, like, ain't that a fucking bitch, yeah.
Yeah. Apple butter.
Apple butter. Is that like...
If you wanna just yell things out, because I'm just gonna kind of go through them.
Apple butter. Is that applesauce?
It's a smooth talker.
Ooh, I like that one.
Bash ears.
It's to like have a conversation.
Kind of. It's someone who talks too much.
Yeah.
Beat feet.
Beat feet.
It's to depart quickly.
I know
you're not going to get. A bent eight.
A bent eight. I've heard that, but I don't know what it is.
It's a V8 engine.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like you can't see it, but the way the pistons are. The big tickle.
The big tickle?
Yeah.
Is that sex?
No, it's something that's really funny.
What is it?
Something that's really funny.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah. Bird dog? Mm-mm. This one I've never heard in my entire life, and I just wrote it down because bird dog. It's someone who tries to steal your girlfriend.
We just call cheaters. That a cuck nowadays.
Cheaters?
Cheaters?
Sunglasses. Chrome-plated.
Chrome-plated. Like shiny?
It's all dressed up.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
A classy chassis. I love this one.
Is that like a really nice car?
Or like it's someone who's got a really nice body.
Someone, oh, I like that.
Like that dame over there has got a classy chassis.
Oh, I love that.
A Freem. This one I love.
Freem?
Yeah.
No, I don't know this one.
Someone who doesn't fit in.
Okay. Kind of like a freak.
Mickey Mouse. What's that?
Like a freak.
Kind of, yeah. Mickey Mouse.
Like a kid?
Something dumb.
Huh.
Like, you could say, like, yeah, that picture was real Mickey Mouse that we saw at the theater.
Get that Mickey Mouse motherfucker.
Nest?
Is that, like, a stash of money?
No, it's, like a nest egg?
Yeah.
It's a hairdo.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Nuggets?
Nuggets. Is that gold?
It's loose change.
Okay. I like that. I really like that.
You like nuggets?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Passion pit?
Is that a brothel?
I used it before.
Is that a brothel or like a sex place?
It's a drive-in movie theater.
Huh.
I guess Reds.
Reds? Like commies?
Thank you. Ute.
Ute?
Y-O-O-T.
I think I've seen this one, but I don't know what it is.
It's a younger sibling.
Not sure where I would have seen that.
So, Declan, you won.
Yeah, what do I get?
So you won the prestigious honor of getting to edit this episode.
Oof.
So, why don't you take us on out, Declan?
Someone else that I would like to take out is Shane Ivers.
Where are you going to take him?
Yeah, well,
don't take him to the Passion Pit.
I will not.
Okay.
Maybe more like to the bar. Have like a nice, like a drink and a nice evening, a nice dinner.
Okay.
But he made Feather Duster, our intro track. If you want to get Feather Duster, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, tell them about social media.
If you'd like to find us on social media, there are links in the description below to our Facebook and our Instagram and our personal accounts as well, which should be on screen. There's also a link to our Discord, which you can jump in, hang out, talk a little bit, say hello. It's a real fun time. There's also a link to our... We have merch.
We have merch. That's probably down there.
It's somewhere. We have it... It's just something to help the show get a little bigger and a little better. Declan and I spent an hour setting up our recording for this episode, and turns out I might need a mic. I don't know. If my audio sounds a little tinny, I apologize, but I might need a mic. So any money that we make...
Meaning everyone go buy stickers so that Vince can get a new mic.
No, don't say it like that. That makes you feel like a scumbag.
No, I'm just kidding.
Any of the money that we make through the Patreon or the merch right now is all just being put back into the show so we can make better quality stuff.
That's the goal.
Which, speaking of our Patreon, we have a Patreon.
Do that.
And there's a link to that below. The show will always be free. We will never charge you to watch Atomic Radio Hour. But if you'd like to give money again to watch the show get bigger and better and stronger... You can throw us a couple bucks. There's a couple tiers that you can check out that all have rewards and whatnot. We actually have to thank a few people. We have to thank the Friendly Companion Cube. We have to thank Noah.
Gracias.
And we have to thank James Starkey. Thank you all.
Thank you
so much for contributing towards the show. You help the show get bigger and better. If you're on YouTube, drop us a like, comment. Let me know what you thought of last week's episode of Nuclear Family. Let me know what you think about the show in general. Subscribe. You can find us on all streaming platforms. We're on literally everything.
We're and everywhere.
Everything. And we have a Twitch. It exists. I don't know who the hell's using it, but we own it. It's
Maybe
ours.
Kyle.
It's there.
You could tweet Kyle. At the Ood Sigma to complain.
Yeah, just, you know. other than that, I think that's everything.
That is everything. Enjoy the holotape of me singing Country Roads.
You did it?
I told you last week that I would do it.
Cool. Bye, everybody. Enjoy. I thought we were going to do it together.
That's...
Like, next time we saw each other, we were going to do it together.
Oh, like, in person?
Yeah, I thought we were just going to, like, get together and sing it.
Oh, I mean, I haven't recorded it yet, so... I just figured.
I feel like it's something we should do.
Cool. Bye, guys.
All right, cool. It might be Declan, it might be us. I don't know. If it's not, if it's just Declan, I promise you that Declan and I, next time we see each other, we'll record it together, and it'll be on a holotape.
We'll make there. A music video for it.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, it looks like this is finally where it ends. Oh, Mr. Ron Goolman. Thanks for the journey. But, unfortunately, all good stories have to come to an end.
Atomic Radio Hour.